From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama made history Friday by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945. As Cindy Sain reports, the president used the visit to call for the world to have the courage to escape what he called the logic of fear.
Cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park, which marks ground zero for the 1945 nuclear blast that destroyed most of the city. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace. What a precious thing that is.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. Cindy Sain, VOA News. Hiroshima.
A group of seven leaders said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said that the so-called Brexit would reverse the trend towards greater global investment and trade and the jobs they create, and is a further serious risk to growth. Britain holds a referendum on whether to stay in the European Union next month. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.